Hello, and welcome to the CPA.com podcast series. My name is Samantha Mansfield with CPA.com, and today with me is Gary Wood from Compierre Robinette CPAs. We will be talking today about the usage of conferences as part of the retreats and firm planning within the organization. But to start us out, Gary, we welcome you and thank you for participating. Would you mind sharing a little bit about yourself and your firm?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Samantha. It's a pleasure to be on the podcast with you today and tell a little bit about our story and how we've leveraged digital CPA in our firm. I guess I'll start out with just kind of my storyline in my career as a CPA, and I think that'll tie back into the conference story. But I started my career on what I would consider a traditional CPA path. Out of college, I worked with a mid-sized firm here in Southwest Missouri, approximately 40 professionals, and I earned a ton of experience with that firm. And if the listeners are familiar with Malcolm Gladwell's book, Outliers,
yes.
That's where I earned my 10,000 hours. And so I have a tremendous amount of respect for the people, the colleagues I worked with there at that mid-sized firm. But, after those 10,000 hours were earned, I felt myself beginning to get frustrated with the change management of a firm that size. Mm-hmm. And I was constantly, this was back in about 2014, I was reading about the future of the profession, and I felt my firm at that time was just getting stale and not participating in those exciting changes for the future of the profession that I was reading about. And so at that time, in about 2014, I had finished 8 years with that firm, and my peers around me that had been there approximately 10 years were making partner, and obviously at a firm that size, that's like the long-term goal for most.
Absolutely.
And so I was thinking, okay, if I stay the course here 2 more years, I'll have a good chance at being a partner. And at that time, I think there was 8 partners. So there was 2 in line, the next 2 would have made 10. So I would have got my seat at the table, and that was exciting. But as life has it, there was a change that happened in my life and in my hometown, which is Ozark, Missouri, which is very near, Branson, Missouri. Most people are familiar with Branson. There was a sole practitioner, in my hometown that I had networked with, went to lunch with, and he was ready to retire. And over lunch one day, he just gave me that opportunity, or asked me if I would be interested in that opportunity to help him retire, help him with his succession planning. And that was a challenge for me because although I was frustrated with the change management at my old firm, I was very happy with the people I worked with. Mm-hmm. And, I was 2 years away from a very long-term goal of making partner, mathematically, in my opinion. I was getting good performance reviews, and mathematically, I was just thinking if I stayed the course, I could be partner. So I went home and talked to my wife and said, we have a hard decision to make here. And, she helped me make the decision, and she gave me a piece of advice, which actually ended up being some of the best advice I ever got. She supported me, said, I want you, to come back to Ozark, hometown. She's from Ozark. She's homegrown here in Ozark as well. And she said, it'll be exciting. I want you to do it. You'll be great at it. But she had one contingency. She wanted me to bring on a business partner. She didn't want me to do it alone. And so I did. A good friend of mine who worked with me at the former firm, he had actually left the firm to go on the private side for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And, over a slice of pepperoni pizza, I asked him if he wanted to do it. And he spent some time thinking about it. And He said yes. And so at the young age of 31, I left a safe, secure job and acquired a 30-year-old sole practitioner firm in my hometown. And we have successfully led this firm through a transition from its founders to a second generation of leadership. And we believe we've honed our firm into a modern firm of the future.
Congratulations. That there are so many things to take out of that story of just one learning from the experience, like you said, of the established firm, and then having that courage and foresight to see where you wanted to take a practice on your own. So congratulations. That's outstanding. You were sharing with us too that Digital CPA Conference has become part of your annual strategy for continuing to have that foresight of where you want to take your practice. Can you share with us how you even became introduced to the Digital CPA Conference and how long you've been participating now?
Yeah, great question. So in my storyline, I mentioned around 2014, I was doing a lot of reading about the future of the profession. But in Southwest Missouri, I felt like I was on an island, and no one was really seeing the profession the way that I did in my firm at that time, and also in my local networking connections. I felt like I was on an island and no one was seeing the profession the way I was. So, at that time I was attending local CPE for tax updates and sure, things like that, but I wasn't getting inspired or energized from the content of those conferences. Actually, I would say I was getting increasingly frustrated, by attending those local CPEs, And I remember thinking about a career change because I wasn't getting energized and inspired. So at that time, I just kind of branched out and started attending national conferences. I wasn't getting what I needed at the local level, so I started looking out at the national level. And attendance to national conferences sparked opportunities to network with other CPAs who actually did see the world the way that I did. And it was overall just energizing to network with other CPAs. It kind of broke down that barrier of feeling like I was on an island. And through attendance to a few different national conferences and networking with progressive CPAs, I was told about Digital CPA as a premier conference that focused on the future of the profession. And so this year will be the fourth year of attendance for digital. And you mentioned the retreat and how we bridge digital into our strategic planning retreat. The first year I went to digital, I went to the live conference. And then the last 2 years, we have actually attended the conference. My partner and I have attended the conference, and our tax manager, I should say, have attended the conference virtually. And that works out really, really well for us, because one thing I have learned about going to these big premier conferences is you leave the conference on a high and you're energized and you're inspired, but most of the listeners can probably relate to this. Whenever you get back to your office, there's a lot of work to do. You're working for your clients, you're helping your team. And so it is such a challenge to keep that momentum that you have from the conference when you get back to your office. And so that's why we just built it into our strategic planning retreat. And so we attend virtually. We rent a nice lake house property down on beautiful Table Rock Lake in Southwest Missouri, and we stay there for the entire week. We attend the conference, and then after the conference ends, we do one evening where we just throw everything on our mind kind of on the whiteboard, and we build our agenda for the retreat whenever we come right out of digital CPA. So we start building the agenda, and then the next day for one full day is when we do the retreat, and we talk about those items that we built the night before. And then the last day, which is typically a Friday, is a completely fun day for us to unplug and have a good time. So that's how we do our, that's how we use digital and build it into our strategic planning retreat.
That is fantastic. I know when you and I initially spoke and I heard of that, I just had to congratulate you on, especially being a small firm, finding the time to step away from the practice to work on the practice. Because especially I run into this with smaller firms where you don't have as many team to keep the ship running while you take the step away. And so again, I really congratulate you on making that a focus and something that you continually do. And you really have retreats about every quarter, do you not?
Yeah, we call it our quarterly personal retreat, and it's just a time we build it in, it's calendared in. So you know how it is, if it's on the calendar, it gets done. And so we have a quarterly retreat. The first three quarters are not near as big of an agenda as the last quarter, which is tied into digital CPA, mostly because that's near the end of the year. We love the timing of digital because near the end of the year, it feeds us that energy and that momentum as we're going to get ready to go into our peak season of the year. And so that we love the timing, love the December timing, because we make a lot of really important decisions right there near the end of the year, performance evaluation stuff, merit increases, things like that, that are going to roll into the new year. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal for us that in December.
So what are the elements of digital CPA that are profound for you then in just helping with those items you just mentioned, even in working in your practice?
Yeah. Again, from my personal story that I mentioned earlier, being energized by reading about the future of the profession in my previous life, but frustrated at my mid-sized firm. One specific example of this was with new service offerings by CPA firms. And my firm at that time was traditionally audit and tax. And I was increasingly reading about future ready service offerings like client accounting services. And in fact, as I was reading about it back in 2014, it really sounded like the wild, wild west, and innovative firms were really blazing their own path to create a completely new niche service offering within CPA firms. And frankly, I felt energized and wanted to be a part of that new frontier. And so many of the sessions I've attended from digital have allowed me to give our firm's client accounting services some bones and structure. Like I said, it seemed like it was the wild, wild west there for a while. And in fact, in my opinion, it was being labeled and branded as many different things like outsourced accounting, business process outsourcing, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I believe CPA.com and digital CPA helped define it and to what we know it as today is, you know, client accounting services or CAS.
Excellent. That's outstanding. And so do you have any advice then for other individuals that are trying to integrate trainings, digital or not, on just how to get more out of participating in all of that for strategic planning?
Geez, you know, it's such, I've heard a million people talk about coming out of those conferences feeling like drinking from a fire hose. And it's true. It's real. There's so much content, but it's all good content. And so I think it's just a one bite of the apple at a time approach. You know, you just, it's kind of like probably how most of us manage our to-do list. You know, if you're constantly consumed by all the things, you don't get any of them done. But if you can focus on the next one thing, you're going to be much more successful. So I just encourage people as they're leaving the conference to try to just give themselves an executive summary of maybe three takeaways, maybe like, what are the three takeaways that I can take back to my firm right now and make a huge impact by implementing or suggesting or, you know, starting a committee to solve a problem, something like that. Don't let the volume of the content defeat you.
That's outstanding feedback. And I was just at a firm this week doing training with them, and we were emphasizing the same thing. Set a timeline of when you want to be acting upon them and narrow it down. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, go back and look at those other items that you didn't get to yet. So I think that's fantastic advice. Gary, do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share on just what even the Digital CPA Conference has done for your firm, or how other practitioners could take advantage of what it has to offer?
Yeah, I mean, I network a lot with small firms. That's where my passion is now that I'm 4 years in to owning my own small firm. I love the entrepreneurial spirit and all that that comes through in small firms. Anyone who's known me for a while knows my favorite phrase when I end a call or an email is keep fighting the good fight. It's because with small firms, it feels like a constant fight. And in my networking groups, all my peers that are owning small firms, they've got 99 problems, but I tell you what, they are loving every minute of solving each one of those problems. And there's just such a passion for the future and things like that. So that would be my final send off. Would everybody, if you're in a small firm, like you said, Samantha, you know, sometimes for budget reasons or workload reasons, it's maybe hard to escape to the conference live. I would really encourage everyone to consider the virtual attendance to the conference, just because the content is so good, so great, and so relevant, especially to a lot of the small firms I network with. And so consider that virtual as a compromise to still get the content, maybe even though you're not there there live. I think the content will help you solve a lot of your problems.
That's outstanding advice, and I appreciate that so much. Gary, what you said is so true to what we really focus on at the Digital CPA, which is to create a community of practitioners that are really looking at being future ready. And in fact, that's why we just went to the heart of that with this year's theme of just helping in all aspects of your practice to be future ready. And you don't have to be the most tech savvy to be a digital CPA, but it's really having that awareness and being predictive and adaptive to where the future is going. And it's members of the community like yourself that are willing to share and participate that just makes it better year after year. So I thank you so much, and thrilled to know that you and your partner will be joining us again this year, being virtual there from Missouri while the rest of us will be in Washington, D.C. But I thank you so much, and please stay in touch and let us know how things continue to progress for you.
Hey, thanks for everything you're doing to keep the conference going, and really looking forward to another great conference, Samantha. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Gary.
Take care.